Okay, our next presentation is Can Turf Grass Mowing Frequency Be Reduced? And the presenter is Aaron Hathaway.
Thank you. So in food production, yield is king. Researchers are often looking to increase in yields. In turf grass, the opposite is often true. We're trying to reduce yields. We don't care so much for them. As a homeowner, I can tell you I don't much care for the yield my lawn is producing either. So we're often just trying to reduce those in any way we can. But similarly, in either discipline, in ag or in turf grass, we're trying to more efficiently use our inputs. And in this case, I did try to use one input to reduce another. So obviously I'm looking to use less of one input to reduce another input more so for a net reduction in inputs, which can be kind of tricky. So in the U.S., it's been estimated that there's about 40 million acres of turf, which is roughly the size of Florida. And over the last decade, sales of lawnmowers have been between $3 and $4 billion per year. So that just kind of gives you an idea of how big the mowing input is in turf grass. And so the goal of this research was to look at PGR application, really just one PGR application, and different turf grass species or mixes of species, and see if we can reduce the frequency with which we mow lawn. So in a period of time, can we reduce how many times we're going to mow a particular lawn? So we're looking at a mix which is made up of ryegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, and some fescues, a blend of tall fescues, and a mix of fine fescue species. The PGR treatments are all two PGRs, not a single PGR, simply because in previous research I found that one PGR was not enough to significantly reduce mowing frequency. So Trinexpec ethyl plus ethaphon, Trinexpec ethyl plus prohexidione, Trinexpec ethyl plus paclobutrazole, and untreated. These were all applied just one single time on August 30th in 2017. And then after this period, after that application, very simply we went in and measured turf heights twice a week. And so it started at 8.4 centimeters, and any time that plot reached 12.6 centimeters, we mowed it back down to 8.4 centimeters and simply counted how many times we were mowing these plots. It was set up as a factorial, so turf grass species was the whole plot, and then PGR treatment was the split plot. So the results, this is a main effect of the PGR treatment, so averaged across those species or mixes of species. And on the bottom, on the x-axis, we have simply days after application from 0 to 47. And then number of mows on the y-axis, and you can see that accumulation of mowing events. But the untreated is a continual accumulation of mowing events. We had a significant decrease, especially with paclobutrazole plus Trinexpec ethyl. And then the other two treatments were very similar in the amount of reduction in frequency of mowings that we saw. And we also had a main effect of the species or mix of species as well. Y-axis is a little different on this one. It's the interval at which the mows, average interval at which we had to mow those particular species. And tall fescue had to be mowed the least or the less frequently than the other two mixes. Kind of the crux of this research, though, is right here. So this is the tall fescue that's untreated. And in the foreground, you can see tall fescue that is treated, those three treatments. And it shows up pretty well up there. You can see how much injury there is or loss of quality over time. And this is about 4 weeks after application. And this is pretty typical in the mix, and in the tall fescue, we see a good amount of injury. And so the idea behind this is, can we keep high-quality turf and reduce those mowings? And so there was an interaction here between species and those treatments as well. And I'm going to show it in terms of quality instead of injury. So it's quality on a scale from 1 to 9. And the tall fescue had the lowest quality with really all of these treatments, followed by the mix. And the fine fescue, you couldn't tell you had applied a PGR except for that Trinexpec ethyl plus paclobutrazole. So in this study, we could reduce mowing frequency significantly with these PGR applications and with different species. Trinexpec ethyl plus paclobutrazole was the most effective, averaging about 1.5 mows in 7 weeks. but it was also the most destructive or injurious to the turf. Fine fescue was the most tolerant to any of these PGR applications. So there's a lot more research we can do. There are more PGRs. There's more species we could even look at. All this growth reduction is very top heavy. It's a long time before that very first mow, and then it goes downhill from there very quickly. And if you're going to do something like in this in the spring, what kind of rebound are you going to see? If you make these applications on turf under stress, that injury from that stress is going to be prolonged for a very long time. And then lastly is the application of one extra PGR plus three or four fewer mows, is that really a reduction in inputs over time? Thank you.